Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Energy's holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. It is a day of unprecedented united action that will see the shutdown of the country in 18 days unless President Akufo-Addo declares a state of emergency that halts all forms of illegal mining in forest reserves and water bodies. In fact, all forms of mining, organized labor, and a host of other organizations and individuals have, in separate statements and news conferences today, served notice of a series of protests and strikes if the president fails to act by the end of September. Listen to Joshua Nsah, who is the Secretary General of the TUC, addressing news conference.
We demand an immediate declaration of state of emergency in line with the provisions of the 1992 Constitution, Articles 31 and 31(4). And the declaration must incorporate the following. A, an order to halt to all forms of mining, that legal or illegal, in forest reserves and around water bodies. B, immediate evacuation of all mining equipment in forest reserves and around water bodies. C, the deployment of the police and the military with full orders. And I want to repeat, with full orders to remove, destroy all mining equipment and other earth-moving equipment around river bodies and in the forest reserves. We demand, too, the immediate revocation of LI 2462 and withdrawal of all licenses that have been granted for prospecting and mining in forest and protected reserves and also around water bodies. Three, we demand the president to establish a special court to persecute and to persecute the perpetrators of this horrible, heinous crime. Organized labor will urgently embark on a series of demonstrations and a nationwide strike if government fails to address.
And that is the organized labor news conference addressed by the Secretary General of the TUC. And while that happened, we also had another group, an extraordinary forum that came together with all groups in it, clergy, also civil society organizations and individuals who drive home the demand. These groups under the umbrella of the Media Coalition Against Galamsey made the raft of demands also including the declaration of a state of emergency over water bodies and the deployment of the military to clear all illegal miners.
The president must declare a state of emergency over our water bodies and get the military to clear everyone found on the water bodies. I.e. mining on the water bodies is illegal, and as we all know. Two, all planned and active mining concessions overlapping with river buffers should be abrogated, and all mining activities within 100 meters buffer of all rivers and streams should be halted immediately by the president. Failure of which the president must implement the full force of Act 995 without fear or favor of political color and status in the society. Permit given to mine in protected globally significant biodiversity areas, GSBAs, must also be abrogated. Four, repeal LI 2462 immediately. Every single day that the president fails to protect our human and constitutional rights to clean, safe drinking water and a healthy environment, which he swore an oath to uphold, he fails in his duty to every one of us. All our leaders who swore an oath to uphold their fiduciary responsibility to safeguard our natural heritage and tackle the Galamsey crisis have also tragically let us down. Challenging the president to prove us that addressing Galamsey with the urgency it deserves now as a national crisis is of utmost priority over winning the next elections.
My colleague Kweku Asante has been at that news conference and joins us on the line right now. Kweku, run it through the organizations that came together making this call on the president to act.
Well, Evans, this group is led by the Media Coalition Against Gaddafi, led by Kenneth Ashibe, the Ghana Journalist Association, the Christian Council, the Ghana Catholic Bishops Conference, the Small Scale Miners Association, and a host of civil society organizations under the umbrella of CSOs for Sustainable Development Goals, as well as the Federation of Labour, TUC, and a host of other labour organisations. So, indeed, in fact, if you look at the makeup of the organisations that came together to address the media today, it was almost all civil society organisations, as well as the top organised labour institutions in the country ever.
And indeed, shortly before we heard from you, we also know that the organised labour held their own press conference led by the TUC. The Secretary General himself has spoken about this. They are taking it a step further, withdrawing services in 18 days, including demonstrations, which is pretty similar to what we had at the news conference at the press centre. But tell me, in addition to that, we're hearing from some notable individuals who are also joining this, giving us an indication of the mobilisation, the mass mobilisation that will happen across the country to force action.
Well, yes, Evan, Senor Hossein in particular, the convener for the One Ghana movement, is asking government to act immediately or risk having 1 million Ghanaians hit out on the streets. And they say this is something that they are going to mobilize every single interested Ghanaian, at least 1 million people nationwide, to hit the streets to demand an end to illegal mining.
There are many people sitting in their homes and their offices. Ghana's middle class is our biggest disappointment. We sit in our rooms and we talk and talk. When we are out, everybody's hiding. Where are they? Exactly. What we got to know here is that we will not get the Ghana we want if we fail to fight for it. Our politicians will join all these people doing all these crazy things, these dishonorable things, and loot our state. Their children are abroad. They will make their money enough to buy, they buy these days Voss. I go to politicians, I go to their houses, and I see expensive pure water, imported pure water, Voss. Who is thinking for you? If we do not fight for Ghana, nobody will fight for Ghana. So if you call yourself a Ghanaian, this is a fight to lay down your life for. So within these 2 weeks, Mr. President, it's not going to be talk again. No. The English is too much. We are going to hit the streets. We are going to put 1 million boots on that ground. And let everybody know that Ghana does not belong to a very small few who we grace with power only for them to abuse us and destroy the lives of ourselves, our children, our children's children. Where is the future for Ghana? Please, that docileness of Ghanaians must end. It must stop. It must totally stop. The political class will continue to take advantage of us unless they see that we can stand up and we are not the timid people they think we are.
And Kweku, we got an indication that the clergy, religious leaders, were also joining this particular fight. Where they represented?
Well, yes, in fact, the office of the National Chief Imam was represented, the Catholic Bishops' Conference, the President himself, Most Reverend Constituency, as well as Reverend Dr. Philip Parisi, the General Secretary of the Christian Council of Ghana. Those two Christian leaders, they actually talk about what they said was the lip service that was being paid by the government and the lack of political will, demanding that President Akufo-Addo must show leadership in this fight.
Organized labor today decided that,
despite the existence of environmental protection laws, their enforcement has been weak and inconsistent. Corruption, complicity of political leaders, some chiefs, and the lack of political will have further exacerbated the problem, allowing illegal mining to thrive unchecked. We wish to state that Ghanaians can no longer tolerate the lip service of government of whatever color in the fight against Galamsey.
The Galamsey menace has polluted our land, soil, and water bodies with chemicals like mercury, chlorine, cyanide, and arsenic, which are harmful to humans. While we ask God to change the hearts of these perpetrators, we wish to state that such sinful acts against humanity should not be tolerated. We urge government, concerned agencies and institutions and all Ghanaians to be bold and courageous to sustain the campaign against illegal mining. We demand that any individual, security service personnel, politician or chief found to be working to thwart the fight against illegal mining should be made to face the full rigors of the law.
And you heard the Most Reverend Kwesi Jenfi. He is the president of the Ghana Catholic Bishops Conference, and Reverend Dr. Cyril Fayose is the general secretary of the Christian Council. Joining me right now is Kenneth Ashigbe. He's a convener of the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining. Dr. Ashigbe, thank you very much for your time here on Top Story. Also joining me right now is Kenneth Kumsing. He's the deputy secretary general of the Ghana Federation of Labour. Gentlemen, I'm grateful that I can have you on the line. Mr. Kumsing, let me start with you. What convinced organized labour to join this war?
Well, thank you very much, Evans. I think that it's important that we make it clear that the issue of Galamsey has become genocidal, has become a national security threat, for which reason any Ghanaian, whether you are in a formal institution or informal, ought to act swiftly in defense and protection of our own lives and that of our families. And so on the 30th of August, we saw the Ghana Water Company issued a communique to the effect that there is an emergency, which is that the turbidity level of the water body is so polluted that Cape Coast and Elmina need environs, and obviously all of us will be affected as a result of the height of pollution. Again, there's also data which is out there in the public domain that suggests that our forest reserves, as we speak, about 2.5 million hectares is being decimated, vandalized by the activities of these illegal galamseyers. Then again, we looked at the fact that the numbers involved in perpetuating this crime, this evil, we are told numbers around 200,000, which if you do the numbering, you see that they constitute just about 0.6%, 6-7% of the entire population. And the question that arises is that do we sit down, fold our arms, our hands, and see our water bodies so devastated, our land, fertile land, barren, and our lives destroyed as a result of these activities. So that occasion, these responses, and obviously organized labor needed to communicate unequivocally our dissatisfaction, discontent, and the need for the seat of government to take concrete action.
Stay with me. I also have Dr. Ashigbe on the line. And Dr. Ashigbe, you have been very consistent as far as this war is concerned. Today, you have a coalition around you. You have that nuclear weapon now that you can deploy, organized labor. And they've set the date for this. In 18 days, if nothing happens, they go war, and they go war big. One of the demands I've seen today from organized labor is the halting of all forms of mining in forest reserves and on water bodies. This is something you're perfectly aligned on.
Yes, thank you very much, Evans. And we thank Kenneth and the rest of organized labor for also adding their voices to this particular genocide that we are faced with. Yes. So, water bodies, mining in water bodies is an illegality. And then also, because we and organized labor are asking that LI 2462 be repealed, then all those people who are mining in forest reserves as well also need to be cleared. Because you see, the thing about it is that when it comes to those who are mining in these forest reserves, they are the large scale miners. You know, the likes of Heritage India and Akonta Mines themselves, who found themselves illegally in that. And so if we don't stop all of them, the water bodies who take their sources from these river bodies would also be impacted. So it is a call that is integral to what it is that we are doing. And we are completely aligned on organized labor that's put out.
And I want you to stay with me, because in the last 30 minutes, we are getting a statement from the Lands and Natural Resources Ministry on the plans to attempt to deal with this particular challenge. My colleague is with me in the studio. I want to go through that and get reactions from you both. What is it that the ministry is saying, Papa?
Well, Evans, the ministry says that they have been engaging the regional security councils together with the regional ministers in a meeting just today. And after the meeting, they have been reviewing, according to him, our ongoing efforts at dealing with the canker of illegal mining and small-scale mining. The meeting adopted additional measures at tackling the age-old national problem of illegal mining through a comprehensive approach. It says the government will continue with a dual strategy of reformative measures and strict enforcement. The regional ministers, alongside their respective regional security councils, have been mandated to intensify enforcement actions within their various jurisdictions to contain incidents of illegal small-scale mining. Additionally, the Minerals Commission will enhance our reformative efforts, particularly through ramping up the establishment of responsible and legal community mining schemes, which have regard to the preservation of our nation's environment and landscape. It goes on to say that government remains steadfast and committed to continue to restore and ensure that mining activities are conducted sustainably and legally in the national interest. We entreat all and sundry to support these efforts to enable us protect our environment, preserve our water bodies, and ensure a sustainable future for generations to come, Evan. So that's exactly what he says.
Okay, so just in summary, a few things that the ministry says government is going to do now, continuing, so they believe something they're doing already. The dual strategy of reformative measures and strict enforcement. What that means, they say, in breaking it down, the regional ministers, alongside their respective regional security councils, have now been mandated to intensify enforcement actions within their various jurisdictions to contain incidents of illegal small-scale mining. And then additionally, they say that the Minerals Commission will enhance their reformative efforts, particularly through ramping up the establishment of responsible and legal community mining schemes. I want to put that to Dr. Ashibe now. Doc, this is the Lands and Natural Resources Ministry. Is this enough?
So you see that the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources does not get it. You all these things, what is new among the things that he said? All these things you are doing, you've been doing it, and turbidity of water is at 14,000 NGUs. And you say regional ministers. The regional ministers drive past, and you know, they see the mining, the illegality. They don't have the capacity. The actions that have been said does not satisfy what we are asking for. It does not satisfy what we are asking for. It just tells you that they don't realize the fact that we are in a crisis. It just tells you that they don't see the enormity of the challenges that are facing us. We had regional ministers here before. We had a minister and the president meet the DCs, some time back. What happened to it? So maybe the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, he's not read the 3 points from Libya. He's not read the 5 points from the Media Coalition. He's not read all the Occupy Ghana. They've not read, because the things he's saying is the same thing. And it is said that if a person who does the same thing and expects to get different results, you know, that's a description for that kind of person. And this, unfortunately, would not deal with the situation that we have at hand.
And indeed, I'm looking at the organized labor press statement that was issued, and the list of demands, as compared to what we've just seen from the Lands and Natural Resources Ministry. It doesn't include the declaration of state of emergency. It doesn't include the order to halt all forms of mining, illegal and legal, in forest reserves and in water bodies. It doesn't include the immediate evacuation of all mining equipment in forest reserves and around water bodies. It doesn't include the deployment of police and military to deal with these illegal miners, remove and destroy the equipment. It doesn't include the immediate revocation of LI 2462 and the withdrawal of all licenses that have been granted under this particular LI. And it certainly doesn't include the establishment of a special court to prosecute the perpetrators of this, what the organized labor called horrible crimes. Kenneth Kumsi, your reaction?
Well, I think that is quite unfortunate, as Dr. Kenneth Ashigbek rightly indicated, that government appears not to understand the issues, or perhaps they do, but failing to take the right decisions in order to reverse what, as has been described, is genocidal. Now, if you look at Article 31 of the Constitution, it provides that the president could, by the advice of the Council of State, proclaim through the Gazette that there's a state of emergency. Now, if you look at Article 31, Clause 9, it talks about the circumstances under which that declaration or that proclamation should be made. And one is where there is a natural disaster or an activity or an action or conduct by a person or body of person that deprives Ghanaians of the right to the essentials of life. And obviously, you and I know that the essentials of life, water, food, shelter, and so on and so forth. The question that arises in this, the combined effect of these two legal provisions, is that do we see a danger as far as our water body is concerned? The answer is unequivocally yes. Do we see that we have an issue with food security, the pending food security? The answer is yes. Why? Because the Ghana Water Corporation has communicated clearly that because of the NTU, that is the level of pollution in the water body, one, they are unable to process the treat the water that they ought to treat in a certain volume for all of us to get. Two, farms, cocoa farm, and all vegetable farms, and so on and so forth, are all affected. And we are seeing the effect. People are dying. We've seen the cases of kidney issues, the number of dialysis that has increased, cancer-related issues. We're also hearing of stillbirth complications. Are we waiting until we see that there is an avalanche of children being given birth where they have their nostrils behind their back, their legs turn other way around, their hands at their head, before you say that there's emergency? I think what the wisdom of the framers of the law and the Constitution, the people decided in Article 31.9, looking at the essentials of life which is threatened, calling for an emergency, state of emergency, is right. We are of the view that there is no appropriate solution at this time of our life for the president, under the oath of office, to invoke Article 31 for us to address the issues listed in our statement. We have said, and I want to make that statement re-emphasized, that if government fails to comply with the statement of organized labor, our decision is to embark on series of demonstrations and strike to ensure that the ordinary Ghanaian, the citizens, both formal and informal, both in the north, south, west, and south, east, wherever we are protected against these illegal miners and the effect it has on our lives.
Based on what you've heard from the Lands and Natural Resources Ministry, would you activate this in 18 days?
So we have given the duration. And from now up to the end of the month, there are a series of events that would occupy the organized labor. We take it that possibly he's not seen our communication or our statement. If government does not take it as is being issued out there, then it means that we'll have no other option to join hands with other like-minded organization to go on the street, declare strike, bring the system, the whole, you know, the force of organized labor down to bear to ensure that government does what is right in the interest of Ghanaians.
Now to the end of September is 18 days away. Is that a realistic time frame considering the actions you are demanding? State of emergency, deployment of military and police. It will take time to get all this up to speed.
If you look at Article 31, it's very clear as to the time frame. It talks about 72 hours because proclamation didn't require a certain, as if you're going to pass a law, the processes that is required to pass a law. It talks about proclamation through the advice of the Council of State, one, and then make it, you know, publish in the Gazette. And then after 72 days, you have to then lay the fact and the circumstances to Parliament for which is declared a state of emergency. And we are saying that fact and circumstance is what the Constitution provides in Article 31(9), which says that if there's an activity of individual body of persons that deprives community, citizens of Ghana, their right to the essentials of life, then the president can activate that. You and I know, as we stand today, with all the data, the fact that is at our disposal, that we are in an emergency. Do you doubt that?
And Dr. Ashigbe, are the plans to directly meet with the president and place these demands before him?
Yes, so even, well, I think, you know, maybe because our actions are not directed at the minister, maybe we'll excuse him. So we'll be writing to the president to share with him all the points that have been made by Labour, by the media coalition, and various key persons. And then in the same breath, we would also be writing to the presidential candidates to meet with them and get them to also commit to this particular thing. And it's something we're going to do very soon because of the fact that we are in a crisis.
Kenneth Kumsing, between now and the September, end of September, 18 days away, in between that period, what do you plan to do? Meeting a bit more with the president, writing to them to petitions?
Well, I think that the statement is clear. There is nowhere in the statement where we requested a meeting with the president. We are in an emergency. We are in crisis. These are very difficult, dangerous times. I think the most honorable thing to do is for Labour to remain firm and wish for the declaration of the state of emergency, for which reason other discussions may fall out. For us, we think that is the most important decision to be taken right now.
Thank you very much. Kenneth Kumsing there is a Deputy Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour. Kenneth Ashigbe is the Convener Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining. More on this here on News Night in a minute.